How do you blame Obama for losing, for tanking an economy that he inherited?
Because he took on huge deficits when he became president to help with the recession. So then you can say, oh, now the deficit
even
went up
this
much. Even
before that, he was already getting blamed for the oh, my God, even before that.
You can,
within
you
a
could,
week
no,
of...
You could, they could have blamed him for being a senator who voted for the bailout of Goldman Sachs or Lehman... No, Lehman Brothers was failed. What was
everyone
the
bailout? Else, yeah.
Everybody got a bailout. Yeah. But they could have blamed him for that because he was a active senator. How do you blame the ex-vice president for things that he did? Vice presidents don't have almost any power. Ex-vice presidents have even less. How are they going to blame him for that? I'm telling you.
I bet they're going to try. I bet they're going to fucking try.
There's a child on the south side of Chicago who can't read. That matters to me, even if it's not my son.
We're going to build the wall. We have no choice.
If there's an Arab American family being rounded up without benefit of an attorney or due process, that threatens my civil liberties.
Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
Tear down this wall.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is Political Potluck with Hormoz Rashidi and Matt Segan.
All right. Welcome to another installment of Political Potluck.
Political Potluck.
Political Potluck. We're going to have to pay for that because that's the fucking theme song for that other really famous show.
What's the other show?
Night Potluck Court? Potluck That's Political with Chris Matthews.
With Chris Matthews, yeah. So we had to go somewhere.
yeah. We haven't done an episode in months.
Yeah. No. It felt like
with the election happening yesterday, it felt like it was a good time to let our fan know what was going on.
True.
Shout out here, bud.
Hey, bud, how you doing? Hey.
but yeah, so I'm pretty excited. Looks like Biden's going to win.
That's where we're at right now.
Nevada. He's at 264, according to the Associated Press, right?
Right.
Nevada will get him 270, which means a Biden presidency.
Yeah. So this could be the slimmest.
The
is this the slimmest? Would this be the tightest race ever?
I don't know. Bush Gore was really tight. Came down to 300 votes in Florida.
300 votes. Yeah.
I think that might be the tightest.
But those votes. Those 300 votes turned into so many electoral college votes. I guess that's a
you
good
mean,
point.
You mean is this the closest electoral college?
I mean, it might be. Yeah.
If Biden loses Georgia, loses North Carolina, loses Pennsylvania, wins Nevada.
Yeah.
Then it would be literally 270, 268, which is as close as you can get.
Yeah. No.
It's pretty exciting.
This is definitely the most exciting election of my life and also like the fourth most exciting election of history. Yeah.
I think Obama 2008 is the most exciting election of my life.
Well, I guess the definition of exciting, I guess I was thinking of
stressful versus exciting.
Stressful
yeah.
or
this has
yeah,
been a stressful
yeah.
one.
I guess
sure.
everyone. Yeah. Yeah. This is definitely or exciting election in terms of it being more than just count the votes. We got a winner. You know,
right.
I mean, like this process. I mean, whoever thought that there would have been a 2000 process that the election process that lasted months, you know, or weeks or whatever, whoever thought it would be like this.
You mean who would have thought that in 2000 it would have lasted weeks? Is that what you're saying? What are
yeah,
you saying?
No one would have thought that it would have, yeah.
But this time
people were expecting
it.
Afterwards, a lot of people, you know, up until now were just like, well, that was the one exciting election that I'm going to live through. The rest of them are going to be back to old hat. Night of the election, we get it. And now here we are with like even 2016 was pretty contentious, you know? It's just
I think 2000 was a shock. Because you're like, oh, shit, like the Electoral College doesn't mimic the popular vote. I remember I was taught that in my AP history class.
You were taught that it does mimic
that it mimics
the popular
vote? Because every single time other than once with Andrew Jackson, it had. So they taught us it mimics it. I remember telling Mr. Matthews, my teacher, saying like, okay, but if one time it didn't and we've only had like 60-something elections – that's like about 2%. That's not always. That's like sometimes it doesn't. And then a couple of years later, the 2000 election happened. Yeah. And I remember thinking like, oh, they taught us so bad.
Yeah.
Like that should not be what, but that's what they said the AP test wanted to hear is the Electoral College mimics the popular vote. Now we know it doesn't because in the last five elections, two of them have not mimicked the popular vote. So suck my dick, Mr. Matthews. You were a great teacher at teaching me bullshit.
Shout out to Mr. Matthews for having a name Matthew in your in your name. That's it. That's all. That's the only credit you're getting.
The smartest boy and made it look bad. Yeah.
Thank you for calling me the smartest boy.
Oh, for sure. You're the smartest person that's sitting across from me right now.
Well,
That's a fact.
No, that's cool. I mean, hey, I take honor in that because I know how smart Jackie is and how smart Grizzly is.
My dogs are not
very
smart.
Your dogs are very smart.
But yeah, I'm excited. I thought when Biden first won the nomination, I was like, this is the safe bet to get a few thousand more votes than Hillary got in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And I was like, he'll win Pennsylvania for sure because he's from Scranton. It looks like, oh, fuck. My mic is making noise.
Oh, no.
Hello. Yeah. All right, give me a sec. I'm going to pause it. All right, continuing. I thought Biden would narrowly win in Pennsylvania, and I thought he would win probably Ohio. I thought he would win the places that Hillary thought she was going to win because he's from there, and his likability is so much higher than Hillary's. I mean, people love Trump.
People really love Trump. I mean, I think in Pennsylvania in particular, the his comments about in the second debate did not help him.
What did he say exactly?
He said that he ultimately wants to transition out of oil. Yeah. And I think that
scared a lot of people who work in fracking.
It could easily scare a lot of people. This is the one thing we're going to talk about this election, I think, is going to be how strong the Trump support is across the board. Yeah. How good he is at getting his electorate out.
Yeah, they came out.
They came out. They came out
and
really
surprisingly,
strong.
He won over Latinos in Miami-Dade. You know, Hillary won by like 20-something points. It looks like Biden only won by 10. If Biden had done as good as Hillary in Miami-Dade, Biden would have won Florida and we would have had a winner last night.
It's fascinating that he did that well, that Trump was able to sort of manipulate the message to be geared towards, you know, you don't want it the way that you had it back at home in socialist Cuba or socialist Venezuela.
Yeah.
And that everyone listened to that. Yeah. You know,
he really knew that like the socialist tag would work in Florida.
Yeah. And there wasn't an argument that was at the forefront about a border wall and caravans coming up and kids in cages, even though all of those things like happened, they weren't at the forefront of any argument really in the past.
I mean, this whole race was just all about COVID
and Trump
It was just COVID and Trump doing a bad job on COVID.
And
Biden didn't really run on anything else. He didn't run on, I mean, he had like policies if you look on his website, but he didn't really mention them in any
And I
speeches.
Think, that, I mean, we've talked about this, you know, without microphones, you and I. I really don't, I think that we're going to see.
You were mic'd when we talked before, by the way. You're always being mic'd when you talk to me. There's never not a microphone.
Even about the.
When you told me about that thing you did that was really disgusting.
You didn't say to
that kitten.
Disgusting.
What did you do to a kitten, Doug?
I don't know. I was expecting you to go kitten. That's just terrible.
I don't know where my brain went.
I was like, oh, man, I've got a yes and this. That sucks.
The sandpaper tongue.
I think we're going to see this terrible, you know, my fear is this division of who wins the presidency and who actually governs as the president.
So you think Trump is not going to leave and possibly is going to stay?
If he wins by, if Biden wins by what would ultimately be, you know, two electoral college,
let's say it's 270 to 268.
Yeah. Let's say it's two electoral college votes. There will be a protracted fight. And if the Supreme Court that he instilled in there doesn't go his way, he'll just demand
not to
leave.
But the Supreme Court, to get to the Supreme Court, you have to, you know, bring up a case. Like, what would he be saying? What's going on? Because the states get to count their votes.
First of all, already his advisors and people from his campaign are saying that they're without evidence, that there are a lot of...
he said it himself. He said, we're going to take it to the Supreme Court. But then everybody's saying...
Everyone's saying that there are... What are you going to take? What's the word that they're... I'm trying to think of the word that they're using, that there are irregularities in these vote counts with the mail-in ballots. That's the evidence, is the word irregularities.
But the Constitution doesn't say that every state needs to do things in a regular same way.
I mean, there's stuff that people... I think you're playing by the rules... you're talking about how the rules are played, and I don't think we're dealing with
that. I'm telling you, right now in Arizona, never has that happened where they just go to the Supreme Court. They say, there's irregularities. I want the Supreme Court to look into this. You have to say specifically what you're suing for.
Yeah. And then well, right now in Arizona, they're trying to start a conspiracy theory called Sharpiegate about because they used Sharpies to fill in their ballots at polling places, which were mostly filled out by Republicans. They're claiming that the Sharpies invalidated their ballots, Republican ballots, and they're being thrown out. Now, there's no real evidence of that, but a lot of people, including the prospective 2022 governor, gubernatorial candidate, who's the current Republican Arizona Secretary of State, is saying, yep, we got to investigate Sharpiegate. I mean, all you really have to do let them investigate.
Getting it to a Supreme Court case that the Supreme Court takes involves more than just Trump saying some shit, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, all these cases that have already been to the Supreme Court.
Maybe it'll get to the Supreme Court. Bush v. Gore got to the Supreme Court because Bush argued that the rights of certain Floridians in certain counties were being, you know, their right to vote was being diminished by people in Miami-Dade and those four other counties that were getting a more thorough recount.
So the lesson learned from that is count
every vote. And that's what the Democrats are trying to do, is say count every vote.
Yeah, and we're already hearing them say that's, you know.
You're hearing Trump say a lot of stuff, but if you just always take what Trump says and be like, oh no, Trump said this. Like, you're going to freak out about everything constantly. Oh, no, we're supposed to put bleach in our veins because Trump said. It's like, no.
But I obviously didn't listen to putting bleach in my veins.
Yeah,
but
I don't think the government.
But a lot of people did. And a lot of people on the right are sycophant.
Yeah, like, no, that's for sure true. But I think the Secret Service, and I actually think that Justice Roberts and Justice Alito, as like conservative as they are, they're not going to steal the election for Trump if it looks like it's all bullshit, which it looks like it's all bullshit.
I feel like with the wins and gains or really lack of gains that Democrats had in Congress and specifically the Senate have emboldened a lot of Republicans to back Trump and double down on him.
What does that do? Who cares? Let's say Republican politicians are all like, yeah, we got Trump's back. Trump should be president. 270.
Because
not
I don't
accurate,
agree
blah,
with
blah.
You necessarily.
What
you're,
happens?
You're just if he wants to stay, if he just says I'm staying. It's been a fraud. Everything that they said, the Supreme Court
the
didn't
Secret
vote
Service
for
is supposed
me.
To get rid of him on a certain day. He's no longer president.
Yeah, I get
if
that.
If it's in debate, it becomes the speaker becomes
this
president.
This is
Nancy
what
Pelosi.
Bill Maher says though, and
I disagree
you just
with
think
Bill
it's,
Maher,
yeah,
too.
You just think it's just paranoia on the part of people. You think it's completely implausible that people who who've been pretty open in their support of Trump, namely people across the blue line,
who
anyone in law enforcement, including Secret Service, including
Have they said if Trump wants to stay, we're going to have him stay? I don't think I've ever heard.
But they've
say
all been
that.
Pretty vocal about their support of Trump.
I don't know. I know their unions and stuff all like him, and they support him for sure. But I haven't heard anybody come out and say if Trump wants to stay, we're going to keep him. I've actually heard the opposite. I've heard people, career bureaucrats and career Secret Service people say that their duty is to the Constitution, and on a certain day, Trump's no longer president.
I've heard that from former people and no one who's current. Yeah. And I don't think you're ever going to hear someone say, and I think it's ridiculously implausible.
I'm
to
cautiously
believe.
Optimistic, as you would say.
I think it's really like dangerously naive to sit there and say like, well, the only way that the Secret Service would ever betray the trust of the nation is by telling us first, like who's going to sit there
I just
and say,
think we,
oh, yeah,
we live
I'm
in a republic.
What?
We live in a republic. And I think that the people who took the oath to uphold the republic that America is, I think they take that probably seriously enough that they're not going to let Trump stay.
I hope enough Maybe people I'm, do. I, mean, people, I really I'm hope sure enough people do, a, but I, bet, a hormone I, don't I don't think it's 100% that way. I think that I think there's some 99. People that probably...
0.9.
I disagree with that number.
We'll but, see. I think for sure in
but
under Hitler
efforts,
in Germany, under Hitler in Germany, there was probably a Hormuz who was like, no, the chancellor can't fucking take over and become a dictator. So, of course, there is a percentage that's possible. I also think America's institutions are stronger than the Third Reich institutions were.
Well, that I agree with. You know?
And I think the politicians, I think our system is stronger. I don't think, but I think there is a percentage. That's why I say 99.9%. 0.1% is still more than I think it probably is. I think it's a very small percentage that Trump would lose the Electoral College, lose the election, but be like, nah, I think things were inconsistent. And even after investigations that said they weren't inconsistent, he would say, I'm going to stay, and the Republicans would let him. I just don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I think
maybe
that,
I'm wrong.
I think that is not only possible, it's even plausible.
You think it's plausible?
Yeah.
No, I disagree. I think you're very pessimistic. I think Bill Maher is also very pessimistic. I think it's
already today. A lot of people on the Republican, the still Republican senator saying stop the vote count.
What do they have the authority to stop the vote count as a Republican senator?
What? No.
Do Republican senators have the authority to do that?
You
don't care.
So you think that
people
just
can say whatever
saying.
They want. You can say they. A Republican senator can come out and say stop all the votes. Donald Trump won. They're not the people who certify it. Each state certifies it.
Then what's the point of even asking by that definition? Then it doesn't even matter whether someone would say that they'd support the president staying or not. You know, I mean, you're
did
just
a Republican in, say if Donald Trump wants to stay, I support him.
Yeah,
that's what they said. Well, fuck him.
No.
I don't think that's a smart political thing to say.
And
what did they say then?
I'm just saying, you're the one who's saying it doesn't matter what they say. So yeah. It doesn't matter if they would say that anyway. They could say something and, surprise, surprise, do something different.
There's sycophants who will say whatever they think Donald Trump wants to hear. There's sycophants who will say, stop the vote count in Pennsylvania, keep the vote count going in Arizona and Nevada, whatever. Like, sure, people say a lot of things. Do you think our institutions are strong enough to fight back? Do you think the Supreme Court, packed as it is with all the conservatives from Bush and now Trump getting three people packed on, do you think those Supreme Court justices will say, yeah, these weird irregularities that you're talking about that nobody else is really seeing, that's enough for me to keep you in office? I don't think so. I think we would have riots and shit on the streets, and the powers that be wouldn't want to let that shit happen to stop Biden from getting in.
Yeah, I also think, though, the other way, I agree with a lot of what you just said, but I also think the other way that if it's he wins by two electoral votes, mm-hmm. and all these challenges, he ends up getting out of office, I could see him out of office instigating his supporters to start riots.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think it would be
a bunch of people charged the counting offices in parts of Michigan today.
You're saying Donald Trump would tell his people
guns.
Go riot. They're saying I lost this election, which I didn't.
I could imagine him saying it's time to take it back. Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he would lose all his support with the law and order people. or do you think he would be telling the police to go riot?
I bet he'd be telling the police to go
riot.
Yeah.
I think you're way too freaked out over this shit. I don't think it's possible that a losing Donald Trump president is going to go make a speech and be like, hit the streets, guys. It's time to take a coup or something. I just think like Donald Trump's a piece of shit, but I don't think all of his supporters are all pieces of shit. And I don't think all the cops that support him are all pieces of shit who are like, no matter what, I'm a Donald Trumper before I'm an American.
Yeah, I don't think all of them, but I think maybe enough of them. We're seeing a huge turnout for Trump right now. That means nothing.
For
like, like.
But you know who had a bigger turnout? Joe Biden. Does that mean Joe Biden could say, "Fucking hit the streets"? We're gonna fucking. He couldn't do that either. He could do it and get some people out on the streets, just like Trump could say it and get some people on the streets. But he would lose all his support with law and order. He would lose all the respect of the majority, like we've talked about this, the majority of people who vote for Donald Trump are not people who love Donald Trump. They're people who vote for abortion and vote for taxes.
And the majority of people who have guns and violent tendencies are the minority of people, you know, that that support Trump, probably, you know, and probably the minority of people that support Biden, if you want to.
Maybe. I think about it, the majority of people who have guns are probably Trump supporters. The majority of people who have guns and have violent tendencies. I don't know. I think there's some violent Democrats as well.
Actually, they probably don't vote. That, yeah.
The ones who have violent tendencies but would be on the liberal side probably don't vote. They're probably gangsters and shit like that who fucking aren't registering to go vote for Biden Harris. But I hope you're wrong.
I am. I hope I'm wrong too. I think you are. I'd rather prepare for the apocalypse.
We've been talking. I think it's good that Bill Maher brings it up. I think it's good that he brings it up and mentions it so that people know to be aware of that as a possibility and fight back against it.
Yeah.
You know, in people's consciousness before it even happens. But I trust our system too much. Maybe I'm an idiot.
One thing we really need to get rid of in elections are fucking polls. Polls have failed us again.
That's a free press. A free press is allowed to do research and say what their research is. Like, they failed us. We need to stop taking them seriously.
I mean, why are there 6 million polls on everything?
Yeah.
Why are there...
Because everybody thinks they know how to do it.
They know how to do it. Yeah. I've got to ask this question. I bet you just one of them nailed it.
I bet out of the million polls, one of them is like, dude, we said this. We said it was going to be 2 points overall...
I feel like a lot of people said you know, the thing that's been circulating social media, it's gone viral, has been the month-old or two-month-old interview with Bernie Sanders, where he literally said what was going to happen on Sunday night. I mean, you're going to go to sleep, and some of these states, maybe Michigan, maybe Wisconsin, will look like Trump's leading, and then you wake up with that.
Yeah.
And Trump might even around 10 p.m. Say, hey, we won. And it's like literally
the red
what
mirage
he did.
Is what they called it.
But he also name-checked that Trump would claim the win, you know.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knew that Trump was going to come out and give a speech no matter what happens and say, we won. Stop voting. If you've been paying attention to Trump, you knew he was going to come out, claim victory. He claims to have the most amount of people who've ever come to inauguration victory.
Yeah,
he claims
most,
to have
most biggest the rallies best ever.
The best ratings for any TV show when he was on The Apprentice, which wasn't true.
Which
either.
Not even
he had
true.
Good
yeah.
He had good ratings, but he always pretended it was the best.
Yeah, yeah.
He always
He's
said
done
number
more for
one
black
in the
people than even Abraham
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Maybe Abraham Lincoln did more than me. Like fucking, he just says shit. And claims to be the winner of everything. Like, so we knew that was going to happen. But the idea that our system is so weak that if he claims that even if Biden gets the Electoral College votes that he needs to be president, that our social, you know, safety net our police force and all these people are going to just give up everything that they've vowed to do to support this one man.
But from their angle, I mean, in my head, from the opposite angle, it's not about them supporting and giving up on America. It's them protecting America. You know, like from their angle, it's we're protecting America from these people that are trying to steal this election with all these mail-in ballots and all this stuff.
That would only be if there was evidence of people stealing the election.
Do you really think that a lot of these sycophantic Trump supporters
are you talking about the majority of his supporters who are police officers? Because I'm maybe there's a police officer or two who'd be like, yeah, let's do
I
it.
I never, yeah. Okay,
how many
not
people,
talking about,
no, no, how many
I'm
people do you
about
need
police
to support?
Officers.
If Trump is saying, hit the streets, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to steal this election from me. We need to fight back and take it back. Like the way, like in the
like
Arab
the
Spring,
back
in the Arab Spring when like somebody won the election, but like Mubarak or somebody like that tried to steal it. The people who hit the streets and forced some change. I don't think Trump has those kind of supporters who are going to hit the streets and demand change based on some bullshit. Maybe a few sycophants, but I think the majority of people who vote for Trump, including the police officers and stuff, would look at it and be like, I voted for him because I'm for taxes. I voted for him because he supports police officers more in the Black Lives Matter, whatever thing. I voted for him maybe because of abortion. they're not going to hit the streets and revolt against the government because the candidate they wanted is saying it was stolen from me, even if it wasn't. Maybe a few will, a few crazy people will, but you need a lot of people. We're talking millions and millions and millions of people, like 100 something million per candidate.
I get it.
So 100 million something people, how many of those
crazy militia people that are pretty well armed out there that can make a big difference and a big chunk of difference?
Do you think like the Michigan militias are armed well enough to fight back against Michigan's National Guard? Trump is no longer going to be controlling the military once he's no longer president. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Hitler's about to take over in America and become a dictator in spite of what happens in the election. And I'm the one with my eyes closed. But it seems to me like that's crazy. Like it doesn't seem like it's
I would rather be called crazy then.
I mean, I think Bill Maher is
too. I'm freaked out about it. Yeah. I'm genuinely freaked out about it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident
that Biden is going to be president. Come, what is it, February 3rd?
This is the thing. Everyone kept saying this whole lead up to it on the left. We've got to win big. We've got to win big. That's the only option. And it looks like, you know, I feel like.
But Bill Maher said it best when he said, we should stop saying that. All we need to do is win. We don't have to win big. All we have to do is get 270.
That's what I agree with, but without this.
No. The people who say we have to win big, I think mainly saying that so that people don't feel like it's in the bag. You know, Democrats are lazy people who don't always come out to vote.
Yeah.
It happened with Hillary.
No, I don't know how you get through to Biden, too. Yeah.
I think a lot of people didn't come out for Biden. And so they were saying we have to win big, in part because they want to make sure people came out and voted, in part because a lot of people have the same fears you have that Trump would try to steal it if it was close. I'm saying looking at it now, being in the middle of it now, it doesn't look like Fox News is reporting it like Trump won. Trump has a shot. Everybody, including Fox News,
is too far to the left for Trump now, though.
Maybe. I don't know. I think he's got watching
another
Fox
network.
News.
He's got another network.
What's his other network? The one that
OANN?
Nobody's watching that. The only like 1% of the population's watching it. Trump is still watching Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, he's watching everything. He watches everything.
But
I believe,
Fox News is his channel.
And they are saying, you know, they're saying
it looks like he's about to lose. The path is very small. All of their statisticians were saying that. But hey, I hope you're wrong. You hope you're wrong. We all hope you're wrong.
Everyone hopes I'm wrong. This is the story of my life.
I think
life.
You will be, though. What's crazy, though, is looks like the Senate is going to stay Republican.
Honestly, that's more disappointing to me.
Yeah,
a lot
it's
of
very
this,
disappointing.
You know, the thing that's most disappointing to me is that without it being a landslide, it ultimately means that a lot of people think Trump's doing just fine, that COVID's mm-hmm. going to go away, it's around the corner,
yeah.
And they don't care about other people. And I mean, I've lost a lot of heart in this election.
Some of them, I think, don't care about other people and think COVID. Some people, I think COVID's dangerous, but they're like, I'm young, I don't give a fuck. And they don't care about other people. And then other people believe Trump when he says they're overblowing this. November 4th, you won't even be talking about COVID anymore. They'll be gone. You know, I think some people believe it. Some people don't give a fuck.
I mean, look, I've said this for at least a week now that November 4th, if Trump wins, he's going to stop talking about COVID. That's how it's going to disappear. Or November 4th, Biden wins and all, 250 plus 270,000 people who've died are all Biden's fault, you know? Like Trump lost nobody. It's the same playbook from 2008 when Bush fucked up our economy. There's a huge crash that he wouldn't control through basic regulation.
And then they blamed Obama for
like
deficits.
The second he got in, they blamed him for it being a huge
running deficit.
Deficits
and the Tea Party became a thing. Yeah, but the thing is, like, that's economic decisions that Obama made to help us get out of our recession that happened in 2008.
Yeah.
This is people who actually died, way before Biden comes into office. When Biden hasn't... Talk more in the mic.
Doesn't matter.
I think it does. I don't think
they've already laid the groundwork for how that argument would. Now we're not talking about the Supreme Court where you need evidence here anymore.
No, tell me the groundwork of how the 200 whatever thousand people who died while Trump was president, those are Biden's fault.
Let me tell you, Mike Pence laid it out perfectly in his debate when he said, "Sounds like you guys are basically doing exactly what we're doing." So that lays out the argument.
What was the question? And his answer was, "You're doing the same thing we're doing."
Sorry, it was. Let me say this all in pronouns to make it a little bit more, a little less specific. They were talking about what Biden's plan for COVID would be, and when Kamala Harris announced what that was, Pence said, "Well, it sounds like you guys are doing exactly what we've been doing. You're just basically plagiarizing us. And hey, Joe Biden knows a lot about plagiarizing, you know, or something like that."
Okay.
And
he called him he is a plagiarist. Joe Biden plagiarized.
Yeah, yeah. But they were talking about 1988. I think that's a bigger thing. I think that's going to be the groundwork.
But how is him plagiarizing them saying it's your fault these 200,000 people died?
Because then they can just take out the first part of it and say it's your fault these 200 people died.
There's no causal mechanism you're describing.
Look, you guys didn't do enough. There's all these people that have said that you don't do enough. People
Biden on didn't your do side enough, of the, is what you're saying. They're going to argue Biden didn't do enough as an ex-vice president.
They already are arguing that.
I watch political news all the time. I'm constantly watching political news. Who argued that Biden didn't do enough as an ex-vice president to stop the COVID virus? I've heard the opposite. I've heard he's constantly wearing masks. He shut down his campaign. He didn't even run really much of a campaign. It was just him hiding with his mask on, and it made him look kind of weak.
I mean, they said that he didn't. Trump and a lot of people in Congress have all said that he doesn't. He hasn't done anything. What's Joe Biden done? I closed down these things. He did nothing. You know, that was the argument. Then it's going to be that.
But to say that these people who died while Trump was president, that's Biden's fault because that's crazy. Nobody's saying that.
I'm just going to tell you. You asked me how's this argument going to go. So everyone's been criticizing Trump's plan, right? Everyone's criticizing Trump.
Trump for saying, "Oh, you don't have to wear masks. I'm not going to wear one." For not having enough
PPE. Yeah.
All that stuff. The stuff that the decisions that the president makes and the leadership the president shows that failed everybody.
How are you going to put that on Biden? Okay. So then they say that Biden's plagiarizing their plan with their plan, right? Then sure, Biden becomes president.
I agree. They're right.
Okay. Yeah. So he's doing the same
different
things.
Insult, though.
But he's doing it's implied that he's doing the same. He's going to do the same things that Trump did. Am I right on that?
No.
It's implied that his plan is doing the same things that's the argument that they're making. How is that not the argument? You plagiarized our plan. It sounds like Biden's plan is to do the exact same thing that Trump's doing.
Well, because Trump, whatever, no matter what his plan is, his leadership was, "I'm not going to wear a mask." That simple little thing makes a huge difference. The leadership of not having PPEs when he should have. The leadership of cutting the CDC.
That's a different point than what I'm saying.
You're saying they're going to say he has the same plan, so he would have killed the same number of people. That's what you're saying, basically.
No, I'm not.
No?
I'm saying right now they're saying it's the same plan, right? Then Biden becomes president, and suddenly they can say, "Hey, everyone on your side of the aisle attacked this plan when it was our plan. But now that it's your plan and it's the same thing."
Who says it? But only Biden, only Trump and them are saying Biden's plan is the same exact plan. Is Biden saying I'm going to do the same thing Trump did on COVID? No, he says that's opposite. So
he says he's going to increase testing. He says he's going to do. He says he's going to provide PPE. It's all the stuff that Trump says he's going to do, but doesn't do, is what Biden's plan is, basically.
I'm saying you can start putting blame on Biden for the people who die when he becomes president. They're not going to be able to say those 250,000 people who died during Trump's last year and a half or whatever of his presidency. You can't put that on Biden. You're saying they're going to try. I don't even think they can try. I haven't heard them try yet.
He hasn't won yet. There's no. It's not.
How do you retroactively blame somebody for 220,000, 250,000 people who died when he wasn't president? How do I blame the janitor for not cleaning a place 10 years ago when he wasn't working?
How do you blame Obama for losing, for tanking an economy that he inherited?
Because he took on huge deficits when he became president to help with the recession. So then you can say, oh, now the deficit
even
went up this much.
Even before that, he was already getting blamed for the oh my God, when even before that.
You can,
within
you
a
could,
week
no, of... You, they could have blamed him for being a senator who voted for the bailout of Goldman Sachs or Lehman Brothers. No, Lehman Brothers was failed. What was
everyone
the bailout?
Else, yeah.
Everybody got a bailout. But they could have blamed him for that because he was a active senator. How do you blame the ex-vice president for things that he did? Vice presidents don't have almost any power. Ex-vice presidents have even less. How are they going to blame him for that? I'm telling you.
I bet they're going to fucking try.
I wouldn't be surprised if some idiots on the Republican side
The Tom Cottons of the world, the John Ratcliffe.
But the way I see it is more like I said, like I think maybe people will say he's doing the same. His plan is basically the same plan as Trump. Those 200,000 deaths
would have been the same.
Would have happened under Biden too.
Yeah,
but you can't. But it's not blaming him. It's saying would have. It's a would have argument. You can't actually say it's his fault they died. Obviously, because he has no power when they died.
Okay,
you know. But hopefully Trump's right, and this COVID was just a left wing conspiracy to take down his presidency, and it's not real at all, and we can just go back to living our lives and doing stand up comedy again and just being happy people again.
Wouldn't that be awesome though if Biden just turned around? I'd actually really appreciate it if he turned around and he said, "We did it.
We did it. I stopped COVID.
Stopped COVID."
Trump is so funny though. He dude, I can't believe I thought that it was going to be a close election and that Trump might win, Trump might lose before COVID. I was so dumb. So stupid of me.
Trump
would have murdered if it wasn't for COVID.
Pessimistic about is the fact that this is what I'm so pessimistic about is that he would have murdered if it was. Yeah.
If the economy was humming the way it is, the way it was, no COVID happened, Trump would have killed it.
Yeah, everyone thinks we're sweet and peachy in America. It feels like we do need to build back better, and there's a lot wrong.
But also,
I don't think Biden's
it's a moral argument. Both sides feel like they're the moral side. You know, like I'm a liberal. I think it's morally correct that like healthcare should be a right and women should have control over their own bodies. You know, that's like my opinions. Those are my morals. But on the same side, Trump supporters have their morals. They think killing unborn children is a sin and awful. And they're voting based on what they think is right.
And killing all born children is totally fine.
Well, no, I don't think they say that. Do you really think they say that? I think they think that. I think Carlin said it best where he's like, Republicans want live babies so they can have dead soldiers.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I think that's the
and dead
truth.
Workers. I mean, they want some sort of I think
abortion is super sad. It's maybe a child. It's maybe a human. It might be a human. But in my opinion, a woman's right to her own body supersedes that human's right to live in that woman's body. You know. But other people disagree, you know?
Yeah.
But I see their argument. It's a pretty good argument, you know? When somebody has a miscarriage, it's super sad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like you've got to be... It's a pretty audacious argument to make, too, though, because it's so personal, you know? And you don't see them... and you literally see people just like getting in people's faces about abortions
when
in the middle of it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no quarter. And you know, again, that just reaffirms this election. It's just like there's no quarter. We're now at an impasse with each other as Americans that's probably not going to go away for decades.
I think we've been in this impasse, you know.
I think it's going
like,
to stay
cleavage between like the religious right and the like liberal free love. Like I think like from the 60s on, there's been like, you know,
but now it's become an equilibrium where there's a stalemate in any policy directions too. You know, I mean, is everything going to just be getting in and out of the Paris Climate Accords right now? Is that what we're going to do every 4 years?
Yeah. You know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe. It's like Trump just like ruined such a such a shitty precedent of like ignoring previous presidents' treaties and agreements.
Yeah, you know? No, he really broke our word. Yeah. I mean,
I think Biden can fix it though. He was like foreign relations, you know, like chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate. He knows a lot of people.
I'll tell you, in a world where he's going to be president and everyone knows that it was a super razor thin margin, it's going to be a tougher sell. Even if he was that guy, because everyone's going to be like, well, what's going to guarantee us that in 4 years,
domestic policy, I agree with you.
You're going to
foreign policy. I think it's not a hard sell.
Obama's you don't think it's guy? Hard? It's a hard sell. Yeah. And that part of it's easy. But the part of it where it's like, well, what's going to guarantee that you're going to maintain this
after 4 years?
After 4 years, words, you know, yeah. I think a lot of people are going to look at us and think
it's
that
it's
way.
It's the same thing as like when we make a deal with like the Afghani government. It's like we have no idea. Is this government going to be around 5-10 years from now? It's like, you know, we. The most stable country in the world.
It was a little less of a question. Now it's 4 years ago,
and that's it hurts our country in so many more ways than just getting out of a good treaty that we signed with Iran, or a climate, you know, accord that's good for the world. It hurts our reputation as a stable nation when we can't, you know, uphold our own treaties. Even Nixon goes to China, makes a deal. It's not like the fucking Democrats came in after and were like, fuck that, we don't like China, blah, blah, blah. They saw a good thing, and they were like, all right, fuck it. Even if the Republican does it, it's a good thing. Now everything's so partisan that if the other side does it, it's automatically bad.
It's got to be redone with my name on it. Yeah.
Trump supporters were saying they supported Russia over the Democrats. They liked Putin more than they liked Hillary.
Yeah.
They're just not Americans. They're not patriotic.
And you know what the biggest irony of all of that is? Is that Russia now has a mask mandate. It's good enough for them. It's not
crazy. And I mean, and Trump tried to be like, I wear masks. It's like, dog, the first thing you said about masks was,
It's voluntary.
I'm not going to wear one. Made all your supporters not wear it. Made thousands, to take it lightly, probably way more than that. Probably tens of thousands just off that comment.
Yeah.
Probably more than tens of thousands. But if one life is precious, what's tens of thousands of lives?
Well, wait, was that a life statistic? Had that life actually gone through the process of getting out of the human that they were?
You know what they should have done, dog? They should have told Republicans that if you don't wear a mask, unborn fetuses everywhere are going to die.
Yeah.
Dude, Republicans would have been fucking forcing three or four masks on their faces to save fetuses.
Gosh, you're right. Oh my God.
That's the move.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. Put like a mask around someone's
belly button. They should convince Trump that Affordable Care Act is going to cause fetuses to die. They're gonna be the stress on soon-to-be mothers is going to cause their fetuses to die. I've always said they should change the name of Obamacare to Trumpcare. That's all he wants. He just wants his name on it.
That's what everything he's done is really not different. It's the same, USMCA or whatever is the same as the last thing.
I've heard it's a little better as far as like dairy farmers deal with Canada. But yeah, but it's pretty much
Have to get rid of the whole, we couldn't, the other one said we couldn't amend it. Yeah.
I don't like Trump. I think he's one of the worst presidents ever. I think George W. Bush is worse because the Iraq War, I think, is the worst thing any president's done in modern history. But I do think Trump is really bad.
I think Trump's bad. And I think you're undercrediting what threads he pulled, and because there's still blood to be spilled.
Kids in cages, that hurt us a lot. I think that hurt our moral standing. It made me feel bad as an American to see so many Americans support a president that would do that too. It's like they have his back no matter what he does. He literally said, I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and my supporters will still back me. And he's right.
Yeah.
He literally killed people and he literally separated families and his supporters still support him.
Yeah. That disappoints me. It disappoints me and my fellow Americans. I don't know who I'm looking at when I'm talking to strangers. Am I looking at some psycho Trump?
Well, you live
supporter?
In California, so you're looking at people who believe exactly the same shit as you. 70-something% of people voted for in California for Biden. I think it was like 70-30.
I'm pretty close to Beverly Hills. I don't know that.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. 30% is a lot of the population still. But that's still, you know.
Orange County isn't as far away.
I like to remind people, there's people who voted Obama, Trump. There's people who voted Obama, Trump. Like Obama won Pennsylvania. So that means
I don't know what that means, though. What? So they voted for Trump.
Good so I'm
for
saying them. I'm saying those same
they might
bigots,
have voted for Biden.
No, I'm saying the same bigot, awful people that you can't look at and you can't, you know, you can't think about what's in their mind. These awful people are the same people who 8 years ago, voted for the second time for a black president named Barack Hussein Obama. It's like people aren't completely evil people who support Trump one day and but they used to be good people who supported Obama. It's like everybody is like Tony Soprano, good and bad, you know?
No, I said yeah.
I thought it was nah.
I said
yeah.
I mean, it's not good enough. I don't know. It's not a good enough answer.
Let's talk a little bit about Uber. What do you think? Uber
talk
Lyft.
About Uber being, yeah. I mean, yeah, it passed. Voters voted with Uber and Lyft so that they can.
I get it, dude. That advertising almost got me.
I mean, the saddest thing about it is that I don't think people know what they got. They don't know that they've created a permanent class of independent contractors. Mm-hmm. That like it's going to be impossible if inflation becomes so bad that Uber, in their race to the bottom gig economy, don't keep up with it as historically they kind of haven't. It's going to be tough for anyone to ever fix that. And we are in a full democratic state, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's probably the kind of thing that would require another referendum. And, yeah.
Yeah, and one...
And again, they probably would lose again. Because you literally have to get a yes this time. More people automatically vote no on referendums than yes. If they don't know, they vote no. So you have to spend a lot of money convincing people to do yes, which Uber, Lyft, DoorDash did, right?
Yeah.
Next time, to overturn it, you're not going to be able to outspend them. So the idea of passing a referendum to overturn that shit, people would have to like be really mad at these rideshare companies.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't see where it's super sustainable the lifestyle that these rideshare companies are making people live, especially with increasingly rising costs and a lot of the other measures.
It's like it hits the driver all at once when their car breaks down and has like a crazy bad repair that's needed, you know?
Yeah, too many people don't view it as, in my opinion, not enough people view it as their view their independent contractorship as like, you know, what's part of their business. They view it as like a side thing, like something you're going to get tips for. And it is. But like, you know, when you do that in other situations, you're not wearing down anything other than yourself, you know, wearing down your assets is a big deal.
Yeah.
Turning a used car that you got for $15,000 into, you know, you can run that into the ground a lot faster than you intended.
You think, yeah.
And then when you
especially stop and go driving in LA or in a major city.
And now you were able to get that. You were able to make your rent on this one thing, but like, you know, that's it just seems untenable.
Biden's down by a point right now in Georgia, but they're saying a lot of votes that are left are coming in from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Biden's down by,
I mean, it seems like it's really going to come down to Nevada and any of these other states are just going to be informative for us. You know?
Nevada will win it for Biden.
I'll tell you the crazy thing about the Senate and about this Uber thing is, Uber, man, they spent $200 million on or all these rideshare companies spent $200 million on the Yes on 22 mm-hmm. campaign. And I think
they could have spent a fraction of that and just given
some fucking benefits.
Unemployment benefits and shit. Yeah.
I keep thinking that, but you know, probably realistically, a minimum wage plus benefits. I mean, they probably cut themselves a really great deal for $200 million.
Yeah, and the consumers would end up paying more for that too.
Consumers would end up paying more, but you know what? The consumers are going to end up paying more anyway. The idea that it was not going to go up anyway.
It already has gone up.
Yeah. They're going to find a way. They can always find a way to increase the prices. They can't find a way to increase the wages. I think that we're going to be talking about how much money will it take?
People fell for the idea that Uber was going to leave. I think a lot of people were like, oh, no, I use Uber. I got to. It's like, dog, you know, they're not leaving. It's their biggest fucking market. If they left, there'd be another company named fucking Boober.
Well, no, I was thinking about the
Shift or some shit.
Or we'd have one company like they do in Austin that is like only for Austin. It's called
shout out Austin Train.
Shout out to Austin Train. Is he even from Texas?
No, but
yeah, I know. I just wanted to make sure it was super different. Yeah.
So there's like an Uber just for you, Austin.
But there's like they have Uber, Lyft, and then they've got like another one that's like Austin, Ride Austin or something. And it's and they get around a lot of things by allowing you to donate part of your proceeds or something like this. Like what we needed in California may not have been, you know, Uber or Lyft. Maybe we needed them to leave so that we could have made the company that would have set the standard for the rest of the country.
They wouldn't have left. They would have just adjusted in California.
They do keep saying that they're going to leave. And I even said this, like they've said for three election cycles now that they are going to leave after the next vote.
Because they want to get the way they want to threaten it so they can get the way they want.
I mean, ultimately,
there's no way they would leave their biggest market.
I could see them doing it until a local company like Ride Austin or Ride Los Angeles or whatever it is became popular enough. Because
you're saying they would leave the state and then if another company came in and became popular, they would come back?
Yep.
You think that this huge corporation would close up their shop in California
as like a threat? Yeah,
it's not a threat once you do it.
I mean, they did it with
Bird.
Threat
is what they did. They said we threaten to leave if you guys don't.
Okay, so they do it. Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying they would shut down the company?
Yeah,
and be like we're gonna stay out of California until another company jumped in, started making money in their place. Then they'd be like, oh, never mind, we're coming back. I think the company's too smart. Is there any evidence that Uber has ever shut down their company in any major markets? No. They were threatening.
I don't know, but I can tell you what I thought of. There is a comparison you can make, which is when Bird first came out and was like operating in Santa Monica, and then it became citywide. And then Uber and Lyft wanted to get in on it, so they bought up Lime or whatever, and they created their own versions of stuff. And Santa Monica made a deal that exclusively with Uber and Lyft that cut Bird out, even though Bird was a Santa Monica company. And so Bird responded by shutting down all of their scooters in the Santa Monica area.
If Santa Monica made an exclusive deal, didn't they shut them down already?
Well, it wasn't like they made the deal and it wasn't going to go into effect. And so
Bird said, we're not going to let our scooters work in Santa Monica
you
either?
You don't want to support a local company. We'll stop doing it there.
And what happened to Bird?
All the customers complained and made the change happen so that Bird was re-included. Okay. And then Bird ended up getting bought out by Uber or whatever.
So it's almost exactly the same thing, but instead of customers complaining, it's customers voting. Out of fear of losing Bird, customers complained. Out of fear of losing Uber and Lyft, customers voted to let Uber and Lyft fucking have a law that makes them not have to treat their employees like employees.
And I think the referendum you're talking about would be a tougher thing to do than, I mean, I think that they, I haven't read no, all
I think
of
it's
this
impossible,
law.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To get a yes cost Uber $200 million, right?
Yeah,
Uber,
the people Lyft, aren't going to pay for that.
The people aren't going to pay for that, especially if, let's say we collect $200 million to do it. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash are going to fucking throw in $500 million against us.
Yeah.
Like, it's over. They won.
And the craziest thing
people
about
are so dumb for thinking that, I think it's dumb, the idea that they would have actually left. There's no way. the cost, the hundreds of millions of dollars of shutting down their corporate offices and stuff in California, and like all their all the different locations that they have. You know how like you take your Uber to a different place to be examined every certain amount of days and stuff. Yeah, like for quality control to make sure people aren't driving around shit boxes.
Yeah, but Uber's not doing that. Uber's farming that out to other companies to do.
But,
you know what I mean?
Shutting down all these companies that they've made agreements with in California.
But they're not shutting down their companies, you know what I mean?
It would cost them millions and millions of dollars to close down shop for a day. And if they were just threatening and then they did it, if they followed up with their threat, it would cost them millions and millions of dollars. And that's not what Uber's in the business of, is losing money. They want to make money. So they would never have left.
I mean, according to them, they are in the business of losing money, by the way.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, I get it.
It's just a straight up lie. Angie's home.
Angie.
Hey, boo. We're going to finish up soon. Yeah, that was a straight lie. I don't think Uber, Lyft, DoorDash were ever thinking about leaving. I don't think they are losing money.
Yeah. No. We as Californians should have maybe been a little bit more. All the overhead and shit
is all from the independent workers, or what's the term that they are now? Independent contractors.
Contractors, yeah.
Are all being exploited by Uber and Lyft. Uber and Lyft doesn't spend money. It's just fucking all app-based connection thing between the money and the person doing the work.
I always hated the idea that they said that they were going to force people into shifts, as if like that was not what they were doing already. It was like...
Yeah, I heard people are being forced into shifts anyway.
It would have affected the idea that someone wanted to do one ride a day, which, you know, isn't your ideal Uber driver. He's going to get fired anyway. Everyone else is working for an hour. You just have to say, I'm going to work for an hour on this day. You could probably plan it a day in advance. Like the amount of inconvenience that caused as like the major issue is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The idea that Mothers Against Drunk Driving don't know what a taxi is, and that's why they supported
it. No, but I get it, though. Like, an app-based system that young people use has reduced drunk driving by a lot, right?
Also,
taxis didn't innovate. Taxis were just always taxis.
What is wrong with taxi companies that they didn't come up with a better app system?
Yeah. And how about taxi? The
most
app?
Of the fucking Ubers most of the Ubers in the States are taxis. They're taxi drivers that can't work as taxis, but they own their taxis, so they use it as an Uber, Lyft, and a DoorDash. I mean, sometimes I get dinner delivered from a fucking taxi driver.
Yeah.
No offense. I mean,
I heard this other podcast from the New York Times about taxi drivers who, like, basically lost all their livelihood when Uber came around, and now they're Uber drivers. And it was, like, because they spend, like, I think like $500,000 for one of those taxi.
Oh, in New York for the medallion?
For the medallions that allow them to be taxis.
Stupid system that it was basically turned out to be Bitcoin. It was something that we all gave like this little, this huge
amount of
idea
value
because there's a limit on it. And then it turns out that there was a loophole that everyone could have worked out this whole time.
Yeah. It was like, oh, but you can make your own medallion. It's like, huh? You just have to make it and be in an app. And it's
I'm just driving around a friend that I made. That's why when he gets into the car, I have to name as if I know it.
Taxis suck. Taxis sucked forever. They overcharge. They rip people off. They're rude. They're not clean.
It took me the wrong way.
Innovated.
Yeah,
and Uber innovated it.
Oh yeah, yeah. The people who taxis, even after Uber was introduced, would constantly like take you the long way. Deliberately, like we go the slow, long way just to be making more money. Even if you tell them, I don't know, I had that a lot. Yeah. I had that a lot going home from LAX. As if I don't know my own city. Yeah.
Everywhere you go, taxi drivers are trying to rip off people. You know why? It's because they're my people.
No, but in Chicago, people.
Middle Eastern people. We like fucking getting over on people.
When I was in Chicago, taxi cabs were just like so efficient. I grew up there. I mean, obviously, this was before there was Uber, which is now dominated, done the same thing to Chicago. But but like they were efficient because they were working off of volume, because everywhere's so compact in Chicago that it doesn't matter. Whereas L.A., it's like, well, you know, there's a million ways to get there and there's traffic every way. The best thing to do is to just take the freeway. We'll be there in 20 minutes, and like an hour later, you're running up this tab. And yeah,
Yeah, it's annoying.
No, taxi drivers are shady motherfuckers. No, nobody misses taxis. And that's part of the vote, too. It's like, oh, no, I can't go back to fucking that.
That's I think that's what. Yeah. And there is no alternative right now. And it's really sad, especially in L.A., where you're forced to have a, sure, there's a train a couple of places and every place is under construction for some reason.
Yeah. Hey, but your neighborhood has a dope train now.
My neighborhood has a dope train. My neighborhood has turned around so much in the.
Let's talk about this. I want to talk about. Let's just assume that Biden gets 270.
Okay, let's go back to it. Yeah.
So we assume he gets 270 on the dot. 270, 268. Very close. And the day of the election, I mean, the day of the inauguration, or the day before, Trump gives a speech and he says, this election was bullshit.
Yeah.
So many people voted by mail. How do we even know that they didn't forge a signature? Did everybody check every single signature on every single ballot?
Did we check the postmarks to make sure that they were made at the USPS and not some random printing machine?
If we don't have somebody checking every single one of those, then there's a chance there was fraud. And I didn't lose by that much, according to the, I'm not leaving. Let's say he says that. Mm-hmm. Do you think the Secret Service is going to escort him out forcefully if he says, I'm not leaving? Or do you think they would stand by him?
I mean, I really respect our people who take on these difficult jobs. So I feel very cautious saying this because, like, I really believe that. Like I do believe that these people really believe in their hearts they're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how do you know that they're automatically, like, going by the letter of the law? How do you know that they're not convinced by Trump saying that? That's what worries me.
Yeah, because it's never happened before. It would be a new thing.
We've never had this situation before, ever.
Yeah.
Have we?
But every other time, regardless of the party, the Secret Service, you know, sides with the law of the Constitution. Their oath isn't to a party. They don't make an oath to the president. They make an oath to the Constitution. And the Constitution says you're president for 4 years, and then you're not president anymore.
And do you really think they're going to drag him out? Because I honestly don't think that's the way it plays out.
I think if he says, I'm not moving, and he plumps on the ground and crosses his legs, blah, 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 I think they would pick him up. I don't think that Trump would allow it to get to that.
Yeah, I don't think he would walk out. I think that's. But I'll tell you.
but there if there was a meeting where Biden's trying to come in, Trump's like, no, I'm not leaving. This is my Oval Office. I'm not leaving. Biden's going to take over the Oval Office on after his inauguration. Like that's just the rules.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump gets to change the rules because I don't think his support. If they would vote for him. Those Secret Service people might vote for Trump. I don't know. But even if they would vote for him, I don't think they would forcefully keep him in.
Yeah. Here's my response is I don't see it playing out that way. I don't see it playing out where he has a tantrum and sits on the floor and someone has to drag him out. You know,
how do you see it playing out?
I see it playing out where he has this this announcement where he says, you know, it's bullshit and I'm still president and the courts are wrong and I'm making executive order for blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to make an executive order that we have to retry this case at the Supreme Court or something and redo it just like he's delayed so many times in various ways that no one's ever thought to do. So my guess on his manipulation of the judicial branch.
The executive branch does not have the authority to like recount any state's votes. Like the Constitution has written out that the states decide how they do their voting and that the president is president for 4 years. So if he's saying
in fact, I don't even think it would be in a situation like this. So I think it would start earlier.
Do you think the Secret
Service
would then hear what he says and go, I agree with him. That's the law. Or would they be like, I pledged myself to the Constitution and the Constitution says that's what I think. I think they pledged themselves to follow the Constitution.
Yeah.
Constitution says 4 years later, this guy's out if he didn't win re-election.
Sure.
And if it's been certified that he didn't win re-election, they're going to you know, I would worry
that it would work like this, like that he'd use the same court delays that he's used in every other aspect of his presidency to get this to the Supreme Court. So it won't happen tomorrow that he gets to the Supreme Court.
What's he getting to the Supreme Court?
So some challenge to the ability to count certain votes because of irregularity that he claims to have.
I'm saying let's say that it's 270 to 268. The Supreme Court thing didn't work. Let's take that out, because you're saying he's going to get to the Supreme Court and then they're going to flip a state for him by making them. And I don't think that that's going to happen. Like, I think when we look at Bush v. Gore, they didn't tell the state of Florida how to vote. They said you can't count Dade
and
County.
Jacksonville. And he's had various situations with the Supreme Court where things have gone back to the states and then he keeps trying it. So mm-hmm. things aren't over. So I feel like, I guess the way I was,
I don't think you're giving enough credit to like Justice Roberts and Alito and like people.
I think the more likely and scary situation is he finds a way to delay Biden taking the presidency, which will ultimately make him not president because Pelosi becomes mm-hmm. president. And yeah. in that world, he has he's like got a lit match to say to his supporters.
But what's happening in that world, though? What's happening to Biden in that world that he doesn't keep those 270 electoral votes? Like, there's a timeline. The Supreme Court, what are they going to do? Like, they would have to say, stop the voting. And if they stop the counting, Biden's up. If they stop all of the counting everywhere, Biden's up. Biden's winning. It's not like Trump's up and he wants to stop a recount because he knows that he's going to lose, like in Florida. It's a whole different situation. And in this time, Biden's smart enough to say, count all the votes, unlike Gore, who is saying, let's count all the votes in the areas that I know I'm going to make up.
That all makes sense. I really hope it plays out like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good talk. This was fun.
But the longer they have to do these recounts, the more dangerous the powder keg gets with people.
And yeah, I think people are going to be upset because you have an irresponsible President Trump saying, you know, that this is all stolen, blah, blah, blah. Like,
I mean,
people, there's going to be violence on the streets for sure, because when you've got people super invested and then you've got one side, you know, spreading fucking lies and shit. But I don't think the Secret Service is going to allow our democracy to fail because of Donald Trump.
I really hope not.
Yeah. All right, buddy. This was fun.
Yeah.
Let's do another one when we've got the results. Let's see what's happening. We'll do another one next week.
Yeah. I should have gray hair if I had that.
Yeah. Or no hair.